a correlation between Pesach between Sfiras Omer and Shabbos. We say when the Pesukim that we say that bring down the Chiyuv to count the Omer, to count the Sfiras Omer and bring the Omer as a carbon, it says, Usfratim lechem lachas Shabbos, that you should count for yourself on the day after Shabbos. Miyam have yachem asem ratu v'shav ha-shabbos is t'mim v'stiyan amach ha-shabbos ha-shvi is tis v'chamish miyam. That is the chiyuv of Omer as we know it. And in those few psukim, Shabbos is mentioned three times. So there is some sort of correlation. So there's a famous nekuda by Shabbos, which is the two chiyuvim by Shabbos, which is Zachar as yom ha-shabbos and Shamar. Shamar Siyama Shabbos Lekachay and Zachar Siyama Shabbos Lekachay. Two separate chiyuvim they have, Zachar and Shamar. And the Sfarim tell us that those correlate to two different aspects of Avodah. Shamar means to watch, which is the chiyuv against Laisaseis. Don't do X, Y, and Z. That's Shamar. Guard the Shabbos. Don't be over on Isurim. Laisaseis. Don't do all these things. And Zachar, remember, that's the positive chiyuv, and that's telling you to do positive things, meaning the chiyuve asay. So we have lois asay is a shamar, we have asays, which is zachar and shamar. And those are explained on a slightly deeper level to mean ava and yira. People say that the yira is the lois asays, don't do things, you know, kind of be shamar and watch and be careful. And that's the yira, and the ava is the do, the zachar, do with ava, do with a love. I'm doing positive actions to show my love for Shabbos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, these things could also be zachar and shamar could also be in the realms of doing good and bad, meaning you have keeping away from the bad. We have the sur meira, which is shamar. Don't do bad. Don't be over lois asays. We have the asay tayv, which is the zachar, which is the ava. We do good. We want to do the good. We say in the tefillah, for those of us that say this tefillah, before the Sfiras Omer, we say, Ribbono shel Olam, at the tzivisonu adei Moshe avdecha lispar Sfiras Omer kedei. So we have the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer kedei, so that l'tareinim klipasenim tumasenim, that we should be purified from these, you know, evil forces. And I will be purified with this, you know, kedusha shel mala, this elevated kedusha. So in that bracha, in that tefillah, also we're kind of saying these two aspects. We're saying the aspect of be metar me from the bad and let me be mekadosh with the good. Pull me away from the ra, sur me ra, take me out of the bad and put me into the good. Eskadosh kedusha shel mala. Also, these two different aspects of the avodah. And really, that's fitting with the story of what's going on. We have the chiyuv of Mimachas Shabbos from the day after Shabbos, which Chazal tells me the day after Pesach. We begin counting the Sfiras Omer. The process began with us going out of Mitzrayim, which was a place of all tumah. It was the Makom Ervas Haaretz. We were completely entrenched with this tumah. So the first step of our Yetziyah. The first step of our Yetziyah was a Sur Meira. We're being pulled out of the Ra of Mitzrayim. And now we have this journey ahead of us, which is Aseh Tov. I saw it brought down somewhere that in the Torah it says Yetziyas Mitzrayim, or the concept of Yetziyas Mitzrayim 50 times. Meaning, referring to the idea that there's these 50 Chalakim, quote unquote, of Yetziyas Mitzrayim. It's not just, we're out of Mitzrayim, now we're good to go. It's a process, and it's a 50-step process of that Tahara, of building up that Tahara until we get to the ultimate goal, which is the end of the story, which is the completion of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was Kabbalah Satira. Yetzias Mitzrayim alone wasn't the end game. That was the beginning. That was the Sur Meira. But now we have the Aseh Tov. We have this process of building up and getting and instilling within us this positive energies of Aseh Tov. One second. So there's another chelik of this, which is a classic thought from the Nesiva Shalom, which he talks about something called Isarusa. Isarusa, which is saying Kigavna. Isarusa is basically emanations, not kaiches, emanations, these kaiches that come out. And he talks about the fact that every Yom Tov, every Shabbos has an Isarusa, it has these emanations, these spiritual, these ruchnias kaiches that come out at that time. And we've spoken about this many times, the idea that there's a school sazman, you have the ability to connect to whatever that school sazman is. But he said that generally by Yom Tovim, there's a Isarusa, he calls it a Isarusa de la Ela. It's an Arusa that comes, I'm sorry, Isarusa, give me 1 second, I want to quote it correctly. 1 second. Isarusa de la Sata. Isarusa de la Sata means there's a spiritual emanation that begins with us on this world. It begins with us over here, meaning we have to take the first step. We do something that causes a stirring of the Ruchnius force, and that allows us to tap into the school sazman of that time. And whatever that time is, it's Shavuos, it's Sukkos, those Yom Tovim, there's a certain Ruchnius kayach that's available, but it only comes through Isarus Dilasata, our first step towards that process, and we connect to that, and then it kind of, wakes up that kayach for us to be able to connect to it. Shabbos is different with the fact that it's called Isarusa de la Ela. That emanation begins with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and that emanation begins with Hashem doing something for us without us having to do any process. It's an automatic connection that we have from Shabbos, and that spiritual energy comes without us doing anything. We have this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, interestingly, when we make a bracha on Shabbos, differs from the bracha that we make on Yom Tov. The bracha that we make on Yom Tov, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Mekadosh Yisrael Ba'azmanim. Every Yom Tov when we daven, we say that Hashem is Mekad, we thank Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael Ba'azmanim. We're thanking Hashem that we have, and I've spoken about this before, this concept, that the Gemara Brachas talks about the fact that you can't have two chasimas in one bracha. You can't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Shehakol Bar Pi Adama. You can't do two ends of a bracha and one beginning of a bracha. So over here, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael Ba'azmanim, we're not thanking Hashem that He made Yisrael holy and times holy. The Gemara in Brachas explains this bracha to mean Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael. Hashem made Yisrael holy, that they have the ability to make Zman holy. So we're saying Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, that can be Mekadosh Zmanim. That's the bracha that we're making. That we're thanking Hashem that we have the ability to make a time holy. What is that? That is the ability to make Rish Chodesh, we have the ability to make Chodesh, and that in turn causes the Yom Tovim to fall out how they fall out. And that's our ability as Yidden, as Klal Yisrael, to make the time of Pesach, Shavuos, Rish Chodesh, Sukkos, everything falls out because Beis Din said this is Rish Chodesh. That's our human ability that we have. We have the ability to make Zman Kadosh. And that's part of our Isarusa del Sata. We make the time holy. We go into the time and we do something in this world to be Mekadosh, the Zman, and then the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the spiritual energies. But Shabbos obviously is not like that. Shabbos is automatic. Comes Beis Din to say it's Shabbos, or they don't say it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Every seventh day is Shabbos, whether we do anything about that or not. And that's what we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shlom made Shabbos holy. The Rebbeinu Shlom made Shabbos Shabbos. And we have the automatic ability to connect to that Mayan of Bracha. He brings down, I've mentioned this many times, he brings down, I've seen multiple sources, he brings down from Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma says that that Shabbos is the fountain of Kedusha, and he says anytime a Yid gets any clarity or any Aliyah and Ruchnias that comes from the Kedusha of Shabbos. And that's something that we have, that we connect to automatically. There's one exception to this rule of Mekadosh Yisrael Ba'azmanim, and that is Pesach. When we say Sfir Sa'imer, and we're saying that the Usfarti Lechem Mimachar Sa'Shabbos, Chazal tells us that Mimachar Sa'Shabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos. That's referring to the day after after the first day of Pesach.
Hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Is it just me and you, ESP? What happened?
Just a big party between us. How's it going?
What happened? You're literally,
you're screaming.
Rabbi, can I show you what a real ambulance looks like?
Yo, Pringle.
Okay. Guys, really,
sorry for screaming. This is a real ambulance. What's going on?
Where's the rabbi
left?
Oh, he's right there.
He's muted. How come you're muted? You're going schluffy. Good night.
Guys, are we good? Anyways, I was smack in the middle of my thought that the first day of Pesach is called by the Torah Shabbos. It says, "Mimachas Yom HaShabbos." The day after Shabbos, we begin Sfiras Omer, meaning the day after the first day of Pesach. And as the Rizal explained, the first day of Pesach, we came out of Mitzrayim with this short but intense burst of Ruchnius light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got connected to that source, causes some sort of matana that we were given, this freebie of Ruchnius. And that we could explain to mean a Isarusa de la'ela, this emanation that began from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Shabbos is this emanation that begins from a higher place, freebie. That's what we were given as a freebie on the first day of Pesach. But the rest of the process, Machos Yom HaShabbos, we begin counting, that's when we have to start doing our own part. That's where we have to do the Isarusa de la'sata, our own attempt to connect to the source and our own avodah to the next 49 days to connect with our own efforts and our own work to connect to the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also how we're connecting the idea of the Omer to Shabbos, that just like Shabbos has this idea of beginning of emanation that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get for free, so too the Sefiras Omer process began with the Rebbein Shlom showing himself. And there are those Sfarim that want to explain that even though the Torah says that Sfarat Lechem, that you have to count 50 days, and Lamaise we only count 49 days, there are those that want to say that the first day is really the first day of Pesach. Day number one is really day T minus one. We count day number one as day number one, but really the Sfarim say that began the day before. When the Rebbein Shlom had that first emanation of light that we were able to connect to him, that was the first day of these 50 days. That's the first day of the process. That's the first day that we have this emanation that begins from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We connected to the source, but now we have this, we were Sur Meira, we were pulled out of the Ra of Mitzrayim, but now, as the Pasuk says, we're these developed women. He brings a Makar that says that the 7 weeks of Sefiras Omer is Keneged the Zayin Nekim, a period of time that a woman has to go through, a Nida, who's a woman who's a Nida, who has Tumah Nida, she has to go through these 7 days of Tahara process. So the Svarim say, I'm trying to see if I see who he says that from. I can't see who he says it from. But he says, the Sefer Shalom says that it's connected. A woman becoming Tahar is the process of us going through the Sefiras Omer. So it comes out very nicely because the Pasuk calls us in Yecheskel. It says, "Bever aleich misbeises b'demayich," the Rebbein Shalom passed over us and we were wallowing this blood. We were this naked woman and we were developed, but we didn't have any ruchnius. We were developed in our ability to think and our ability to do right. But I think it comes very, very nice the way we're explaining it. That the Rebbein Shlom first pulled us out, the Sur Meira, pulled us out of Mitzrayim with this incredible burst of light. So now we're basically, imagine that being born into this world, developed, ready to go. But in essence, you're just a zero. You got pulled out of the Ra, you got pulled out of the pit, you got pulled out of the dungeon and that connection to Tuma, but you're actually zero right now. So you're this crouched, naked person, you know, shivering in the cold because you got pulled out of the dungeon and you got pulled out of the dark. Now you have to work on clothing yourself. You have to work on getting connected to the source. You have to work on actually becoming something for yourself. And that's the next 49 steps of the process. And that's our job. And that's the Rebbein Shlom gave us these mitzvahs of Dam. That was Dam Milah. And that was Dam of the Karm Pesach that connected us to him. And obviously all the other mitzvahs that we do. That's the bracha that we say, that there's the Sefiras Omer, to break us out from the klipos and the tumah, And furthermore, v'tara v'skadish v'kedush l'mal, to be mitaras and to mikadish us with this elevated holiness. And that's our avoda for the rest of the Sefiras Yomim period, is to do our actual part to positively get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not remain as that naked person that just got pulled out of the pit. And as you recall, that we mentioned the idea, which also comes in full circle, the idea with the egg that we mentioned, of why some people have a minhag to eat an egg. So one of the rebbes explained that an egg is the beginning of a birth process, but left alone, it's just going to rot and die. An egg needs continuous warmth and incubation to allow that birth, that incredible birth. You have nothing, and also you have an egg. That egg has incredible potential to be a life and to be a whole new entity. But if you don't do anything to it and you just let it be there in the cold by itself, that very shortly it just dies and nothing happens to it. So our process now is to keep that warmth and incubate that and work positively from our end to be nesayir, to wake up the kaychas of isarusa de lasata from our doing positive things, from our sumera, from our asay taiv, and positive actions of keeping strong, as difficult as it might be in these times, and being focused on the prize, especially in this time where we need extra siyata shmai and extra focus to stay away from ra, and obviously to do the right thing. So we give us all a bracha that we should go into Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We should go through the Kriyas Yam Suf with the Segulas Hazman of the Rebbe Shem pulling us out from any dark pits and any klipos of tumah that we might find ourselves in. And the Rebbe Shem should allow us to do the Asay Taiv, to attach them and connect them as much as we can, so we can eventually have a complete Kabbalah Sotayah, which is the end of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is just the first step of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim really ends with Kabbalah Sotayah. I saw, we'll end with this last point. I saw one of the Svarim say that we find by Sukkot and by Shavuos, Pasuk explicitly saying that there's a chiyuv of simcha by the yontif. We learn out from Sukkot to Pesach that there's also a chiyuv of simcha by Pesach. But it's interesting, why is there no Pasuk explicit by Pesach as well? So they want to explain that it's this idea also. Even though, yes, it's yontif, and yes, it's the birth of Klal Yisrael, etc. But at the end of the day, the process is not over. At the end of the day, we were just brought out of the Sur Meira. We're just born as an egg, but we still have the process to go. And that only finishes by Shavuos. So that's why there's no specific pasuk of Simcha by the Yantif, because it's just the beginning of the process that we need to finish ourselves, Bez Hashem, by Shavuos. I wish you all a phenomenal Yantif, an uplifting Yantif, a safe and healthy Yantif. We shall all be together soon in the Holy Land.